Do I sound like a demon?
No, you sound normal.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. Ow.
Did you just die?
I'm trying to get my tan on for a little bit. Because I'm really, really white.
Mean? What do you mean by that?
Like,
how you gonna
sit
do it?
Outside without a shirt. And like, well, I'm sitting outside without a shirt.
It's very makes nice. Sense. Makes sense. Are you?
Of course.
Okay.
Might have some background noise out here, but that's okay.
Yeah, that was a car.
Yes, yes, it was.
Let me guess what kind of car it was.
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. It was a white truck. I could tell.
It could be. There's a lot of white trucks around here.
Okay, let us start the podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome back, everyone, to the CTF Football Podcast. I'm your host, CTF Football, and I'm joined by my co-host today.
Why No Sports? And yeah, that's me. That's my name.
It's incredible. I nearly already messed up the intro by saying the Slide Job Podcast, but we've not even done that one in forever, but hopefully, if you listen to that, it's our NASCAR podcast. Hopefully, we'll be back that soon when the playoffs come around. Lots to talk about in the world of NASCAR, but that's not what we're talking about today, is it?
No, it's not. We're talking about the National Football League and just how crazy it is that N'Keal Harry got traded for a 7th-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the Patriots trade away their entire future in N'Keal Harry. The Bears finally get Justin Fields the help he needs. They're definitely a Super Bowl contender now.
Mind-boggling news.
Yep. So today we're not just talking about the National Football League. We're talking about the National NFC National Football Conference. Is that what it is? Yeah, National Football Conference, and the other one's the American Football Conference. That is how it works. No one ever talks about that being what it makes sense. Like, no one ever talks about that, but that is what they do stand for. What division do you want to start with, sir?
The NFC West.
Do you really want to start with the maybe most interesting division, or do you want to end with the one?
Okay, we'll end with that one. But I always, like with my post, I always start with the West because it's like from left to right type thing, but we don't have to start with it.
Yeah, I was thinking starting about with like the least interesting division, which
okay, that's the NFC East.
Yeah, I guess that would be very – I mean, the NFC as a whole
– actually, it might be the NFC South.
That's what I was thinking. But okay, at least we'll they have – but they have the Saints and the Bucks who could both win the division.
They like, have the Bucks.
Yeah, they have the Bucks.
They don't have – the Saints are not good.
The Saints aren't not bad. You know what I mean? Like
the Saints could maybe win 11 games and be okay.
Yeah, that's sort of what I think too.
If Jameis decides to be good, which he won't. So, anyway, we'll get into that.
Or do you want to start with the East, like you suggested? I think that might be the play, because that is very uninteresting.
Go East, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm pulling up all the depth charts for every team right now.
I am tanning, so there's very different levels to this podcast, I will say.
What do you mean by that?
Connor's doing more than I am.
Oh, well, that is true, as usual.
But I'm not going to tan for very long, and then I'll get into it.
Okay. What team do you want to start with? Do you want to start with the Washington football team?
Is that what we're calling them?
I'm not calling them Commanders yet. They need to earn that name. Okay. They need to earn the name Commanders.
We'll start with football.
I do love the name. I wish they would have kept that name. Because,
what information am I giving here?
What information are you giving?
Yes. Like, am I getting record prediction or am I just talking about them in general?
Both. Let's get both. Let's do both.
Okay. So here we go.
You're starting? Oh, wow.
I'm going for it. That's fine. I don't know if I have a set prediction for a lot of these teams just yet. We're still kind of like working it out. But I say they'll be around 500, maybe game over. Actually, they can't go 500. Probably. So I'd probably say 9-8 for the Commanders. I think that offensively, they're actually going to be half decent. I still think Carson Wentz gets too much hate, which is – that's not what I said a few years ago. So it's kind of
yeah.
I flipped on that train. But yeah, I think that Carson Wentz gets too much hate, and I think that they're going to be like half decent. McLaurin's going to have a good year, I think. The defense is going to be awful, so there's that. Yeah, so they're going to be okay.
Oh, I didn't even know you could automatically – you can make your system automatically close tabs for you. That's interesting. So, yeah, let's get through – let's get into the roster a little bit. Terry McLaurin, obviously.
Fantastic player. Hopefully he does well this year.
Jahan Dotson, first-round pick. Did not love the pick. One thing about Jahan Dotson for me is he just doesn't create separation. Sometimes – not at all. He'll have like one game where he'll go for like 4,000 yards. The next game he'll go for like one catch. Cam Sims, Deami Brown showed promise, and you got Kelvin Harmon, who I don't think's ever played a game in his career. So Curtis Samuel's also on the team.
Easy to forget that Curtis Samuel's on that team. I kind of forgot too.
Yeah, the offensive line: Trey Turner, Sam Cosmi, Andrew Norwell, Charles Leno Jr. It's not the worst. It's not good though. You got Logan Thomas, former quarterback at Virginia Tech at tight end. Carson Wentz at quarterback. And if he sucks, Taylor Heineke. Then if he sucks, you got Sam Howell. Cole Kelly actually is after that.
Okay, so I'd be next.
And then you get Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissick, and Brian Robinson, and Jarrett Patterson. That's actually a really freaking good running back room. I don't dislike it. Now, defensively, you were saying that they're going to be terrible defensively. What is your reasoning there?
Last season, so Chase Young is coming back, right?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Actually, they were horrible.
Yeah, they were really bad.
The secondary is pretty terrible. Mm-hmm. They got like Cam Curl, and that's it.
Yeah, and you're starting Bobby McCain in the year of our Lord 2022. That's not ideal.
No, so maybe it's not going to be, like, horrendous, but it will be bottom half for sure.
Yeah, the secondary is not very good, but I do like the defensive line still. Chase Young, Deron Payne, Fedarian Mathis, Jonathan Allen, Montez Sweat. That's sick. Like, that is really good. Jamin Davis was awful last season. He'll probably improve. Cole Holcomb's one of the more underrated linebackers in the league. Kendall Fuller couldn't really cover anybody last season, nor could William Jackson, but they've both been good in the past, so they can definitely turn it around. Like you said, Cameron Curl is so good. Bubba McCain, though, terrible. So, not great, but I can see the defense stepping up a little bit from last season. Jaguars, Lions, Eagles, Cowboys, Titans, Bears, Packers, Colts, Vikings, Eagles, Texans, Falcons, Giants. They play the Giants in back-to-back weeks. That's fun. You rarely see that. 49ers, Browns, and Cowboys. That's their schedule. So they play
– we're losing to the Niners.
So what AFC division did they – oh, they drew the AFC South. That's good. That's good. That's a good draw. Yeah, I can see 10 wins from this team. I mean, just looking at it, Jaguars, Lions, one of the Eagles games. Both Giants games they could win. Texans they could win. Vikings they could win. Falcons, Giants. I already said Giants. Depending on what Watson's situation is, they could beat the Browns. This is a very easy schedule. So yes. They play the Bears as well. That's a lot of wins on that division. And like you said, I don't think Carson Wentz is that bad. He had a really good turnover ratio last year. Now he actually had a lot of turnover worthy plays. But, hey, he's had a lot of turnover-worthy plays in his career. Some years they do matter. Some years they've not mattered. It's really just like BABIP in baseball, if those actually come back to bite you. But last year it didn't. But we'll see if it does this year. But I expect him to be pretty good. This could be a playoff team. And at the end of the series that we've got going on here, this is not a series. I don't know why I said that. But after the end of previewing both conferences, we can do like a playoff prediction if you wanted to.
I'm digging it. Yes, sir.
So – that's our Commanders preview, and that's the end of the podcast. No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, we're doing one podcast per team.
Yeah.
Let's Gene go to Martinez. Oh no, I thought that was Home Run Derby. Never mind.
That would be a weird addition. Although the Albert Pujols is in it, so I don't know. Maybe it's not. Let's get to the team that I think could be the worst in the league this season. Do you know who that is? Yes, the Giants are bad.
The Giants will be like bottom three.
I got the Giants schedule. When your San Francisco Giants come up.
Yeah, which also are not good right now.
Yeah, they're not very good.
So the Giants, I think. Oh, by the way, like we're not gonna. This is gonna be 2 hour podcast if we take that long for every team.
I'm up for it.
The Giants. What did the Giants do? They didn't do anything.
They had a great draft. They had a great draft.
But that's like kind of it, and that's not gonna do much for them this year. So my record prediction is 5-12. They suck.
I love their defense. I actually kind of love their defense.
It's not gonna be that good. Like it's gonna be decent, but it won't be.
Leonard Williams, Dexter Lawrence, Azeez Ojulari, Blake Martinez. You love. He's really bad. He's so bad, but you love him.
No, not anymore. I don't love him anymore. Let's make that clear. I'm off the Blake Martinez.
They drafted Darian Beavers, who's good. They drafted Kayvon Thibodeau. Aaron Robinson had limited snaps last year, but he was like a second-round pick last season. Dane Belton was a draft pick. I like him. Julian Love can improve. Xavier McKinney's sick. Adoree Jackson is sometimes good. Sometimes he's really bad, though. So it'll depend on what version of him you get. I like the defense, but the problem is they have no wide receivers, and they have no quarterback, and they have no running back. Because Saquon Barkley plays 4 games a season. So that's what I'm worried about.
No, not this year. Saquon's going to have a great year this year.
Yeah, behind the offensive line that has Shane Lemieux, John Feliciano, and Mark Glowinski. Now, the corners are good. Andrew Thomas, Evan Neal, that's good. So maybe he'll have a good year, but he also won't play any games, so he won't have a chance to. Also, Tyrod Taylor, backup quarterback. Didn't even know that. Daniel Jones sucks.
Also, should be the starter.
Yeah, so here's the thing that I was thinking about earlier. Daniel Jones reminds me of, like, early career Josh Allen, but, like, with worse potential. Like, could...
You do not disrespect Josh Allen like that. I know you just do not do that.
Could Brian Daboll theoretically turn around Daniel Jones? It's just a question.
No, probably not.
No, it's not. Probably not gonna happen. He's really bad. They're not gonna be good. I agree with the 5-12 assessment by you. Let's get to a team a lot of people love, but I'm not as high on, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. They're also not great.
What are your thoughts? I know a lot of people think this team is a playoff team. What do you think?
I think they're borderline playoff team. I think they'll kind of be around where the football team is. I actually don't mind Jalen Hurts all that much. I'll be honest with you. I think he could be decent. But, I mean, they'll probably be like this last wild card or something. That'll come down to – the wild card will come down to the Niners who will make it.
Yeah, I'm on board.
The Vikings – maybe the Lions.
Oh, man. I hate it. Why do people think the Vikings are so good every year? Just for them
no,
to go
No, I said they might be the last wild card. That's not that good.
It's not bad, though. I mean, the last wild card could win 10 games.
And then I said the Lions. You missed that.
I did hear that. And I'm not going to acknowledge it.
So there's like four teams. So they
the Cardinals could also be in that conversation. I don't know if they will, but
the NFC is kind of not very good.
Now, let me tell you this. Looking at this offense, it's actually pretty stacked. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins was really good last year. I'm a big fan of Zach Pascal they brought in. The offensive line is really good.
They got Jordan, Zach Pascal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jordan Mulata, Landon Dickerson, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson. That's four quality starting players on your offensive line. My only problem is you hear that offense, and that's really good. If you put a top 10 quarterback on this team, but
yeah, Jalen Hurts, who is not that.
Like, you can think he's.
His problem is he just can't hit
anybody deep ever. Just can't do that. So when you drop people back in coverage and make them run the ball, which they don't like to do, and you just stack the box, I don't know how good he'll be. So I do like their defense too, But Brandon Graham's old. Fletcher Cox old. Javon Hargrave old. Derek Barnett not good. Hassan Reddick's good. Darius Slay's old. Anthony Harris is old. James Bradbury was bad last year. So, like, they do have N'Kobe Dean. They have Jordan Davis. Those are two young guys that are good. They picked up Josh Job from undrafted free agency. I liked that pickup. But overall, I just don't know how good this team's going to be. They could be in a playoff contending team by the end of the year, but I just don't see it with Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position. But I've been wrong before about quarterbacks. So
I think they'll compete for a playoff spot.
I think it's possible. They have an easy schedule. They start out the season with the Lions. Here's my prediction, by the way. Jalen Hurts is going to have, like, the greatest game of his career in week one because the Lions do a lot of things well. One thing you don't know good is stopping mobile quarterbacks. They just can't do that. So I expect, like, a 7,000-yard all-purpose game from Jalen Hurts in week number one. So people will think he's good, and then he'll just fall towards the end of the year, in my opinion. Let's get to the team that's going to win the division, though. I think everybody can agree on that.
Dallas, I can agree. I really don't think they're going to be that good either, to be honest. But they'll probably win like 11 games or so, and you know,
losing the first round,
and that'll kind of be it. Amari Cooper was a bigger loss than I think people realize it was. To be honest with you,
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Michael Gallup's out.
Yeah, but CeeDee Lamb is just going to take
CeeDee
over.
CeeDee Lamb's great, but that's kind of it. You don't have a tight end.
And they drafted the sleeper wide receiver of the draft, Jalen Tolbert from South Alabama.
Perfect fit for this offense. He literally is just
he's the Jerry Jones receiver archetype.
Okay.
Everything
is kind of fast. Like, that's Jerry Jones. He just loves it. He'll start. Yeah, they don't. That's true. They drafted Jake Ferguson, who I like.
Lost Leo Collins, the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's who I'm thinking of.
They gained James Washington from Pittsburgh. No one cares.
That's not a gain. Yeah, that's, no that one might, be, no, that no, might no. actually be a loss.
No one actually cares.
Michael Parsons is fantastic.
They drafted your boy, Tyler Smith.
Oh, my God, they did. You're right.
He's your man.
I put Connor on Tyler Smith. No one knew Tyler Smith was a person until I mentioned him.
Yeah. It's kind of insane.
They'll win like 11 games and they'll lose in the first round, and that's going to be it.
Yeah. They have Jamron Curse starting. They have Anthony Brown starting. These are not good things. So I don't think they're really like elite anywhere except for like the running back room is good. Dak Prescott is good. Trayvon Diggs is good.
That's a bold statement.
It's not really that bold. Micah Parsons is very good. In fact, on the podcast, the post on this podcast, Micah Parsons is the cover boy. He's like the best player in this whole conference. So I have him. It's just not that good of a team. So I could see the Eagles winning the division, but if it comes down to a game between these two teams, who am I trusting more? Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts. Especially in the recent history when Dallas has put up like 50 against the Eagles, I'm trusting Dak Prescott. By the way, Ben DiNucci, fourth stringer now. That's where he should be.
He's the fourth stringer. Who's the third string?
Will Greer. Did not know he was on this team until just now.
When is Will Greer a Cowboy?
That's a great point. By the way, shout out Leighton Vander Esch. He's terrible, but shout out. Love him.
But he's really terrible.
Yeah, he's not good. That broken collarbone didn't do great for him.
He's just really not good.
Not anymore, no. He had a great rookie year. He had a great rookie year.
He did. And now he's just really not good.
Yeah, he's a negative on that team. So let's get to let's talk about the South this time. Let's talk about the South. Let's start with the team that everybody's talking about as of late because they traded for Mr. Baker Mayfield.
Oh, the Panthers.
The Panthers.
They might be the worst team in the league.
I love it.
Their quarterback room is atrocious.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Hopefully McCaffrey can stay healthy. If not, I didn't love what I saw from Chuba Hubbard last year.
Yeah, but they did bring in Deontay Foreman, who was good last year.
Okay, fair enough. He was all right. receivers, DJ Moore hopefully is okay. DJ Moore is good, but he never has a good quarterback. Robbie Anderson is atrocious.
they brought in Rashard Higgins. That's fun.
Also atrocious. I think their tight end is Tommy Tremble.
It's actually Ian Thomas.
Okay, Ian Thomas is tight end one. Also atrociously bad for tight end one.
Hey,
so
Tommy Tremble is actually kind of good last year. I don't know why he's not starting.
I can't imagine the line is that great. They drafted someone.
They drafted Cade Mays.
Charles Cross, right?
No. They drafted Ike Ekwonu.
Yeah, Ekwonu, that's who they drafted.
The edges.
I Charles Cross.
That's the edges are good. The edges are good. Taylor Moten, Ike Ekwonu, both very good. That'll be fine. But the offense as a whole, bad.
And then the defense sucks. So, yeah.
Can we talk about the depth this team has at corner, though? It's insane. There are like 87 corners in this team. They just love drafting cornerbacks.
And are any of them actually good?
J.C. Horn played
J.C. Horn's not bad.
He played two games that were pretty good last year. Dante Jackson was really good last season. It's about it. It's about it. C.J. Henderson was bad.
C.J. Henderson's bad. C.J. Henderson's not good at football.
Brian Burns is super good.
But he's going to get traded. Actually, that doesn't make sense.
They would not do that.
The Niners fan in me was like, oh, yeah, he's going to get traded to us in the Jimmy deal. But I forget that isn't really possible anymore.
Also, like, how would y'all get him in a Jimmy Garoppolo trade? That's a
Jimmy half first.
Y'all got him.
Oh, well, okay. This was also when Derek Brown. The rumors were going.
Okay. Derek Brown, Matt Ioannidis, Yetur Gross-Matos, Shaq Thompson's awful. Amari Barno, by the way, I like him a lot. He's a crazy athlete. It's a good – Jeremy Chinn is on the defense. Obviously, he's good. No, everybody knows that. They bring in – the biggest move they made this offseason, though, was bringing in Johnny Hecker to punt. They'll be doing a lot of that this season, so that's a pretty good signing. But there are some good things in this team. I actually don't dislike the offense as much as you do. Although I don't think Baker Mayfield's that good. So
I think that whole team's awful. Oh.
This team is an interior defensive line, a linebacking core, a quarterback, and a couple corners away from contending. So
this team is a roster away.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong there. Let's talk about the team that I think will be the worst team in the league this season. Now, we just completely swapped, but this team is so bad.
Wait, are you about to say the Falcons will be the worst team in the league? Because I feel like I'm a lot higher on the Falcons than many are.
They're really bad. They're really bad.
Dude, I think you're sleeping on them a little bit.
Dude, their wide receiver one is Drake London, and Olamide Zaccheaus is their wide receiver two. Now, no shot at Olamide Zaccheaus.
Best name in the league.
By the way, CTF All-Star Bryan Edwards. Heart goes out. Love him. He's so good. He's a wide receiver three, though. This team. Tell me what's good about this team, because the offensive line's bad. The skill positions suck. Kyle Pitts. I'm not seeing anything with Drake London yet, so I cannot say for a fact he's good, but I can say for a fact Kyle Pitts is good. Nothing else is good, except for, like, AJ Terrell. Eric Harris is starting on this team.
So I'm not saying they're going to be, like, good, but I think they'll win, like, seven games.
Oh, that's seven too many, man.
So let me give you some. I'll have to think about this for a second. Okay.
They have Mike Vrabel's son.
Mariota's going to be decent.
Is he?
I think so. I think Mariota's going to be pretty decent. I think Kyle Pitts is going to have a monster year. Delanie Walker was fantastic when he played with Mariota.
So can I ask a question, though?
Yes.
How is Kyle Pitts going to be that much better with Marcus Mariota as a quarterback when he had Matt Ryan last year? Like, I'm not saying Matt Ryan's great anymore, but I feel like I don't know how much improvement will be for
Kyle. Just watch. Just watch.
Okay, I'll just watch.
Part of this is my gut feeling, because I know their defense is really bad besides Terrell, but I just hold out hope for the Falcons. I think they might win like six or seven games and be okay.
I love Troy Anderson, former quarterback.
Now we do the Saints.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what? Where's Deion Jones? Is Deion Jones not a Falcon? Oh, wait, he is. He is. They just have him as a third stringer on this app.
I don't think he's a third stringer.
I don't think he's going to be a third stringer. I really doubt it. Grady Jarrett's good, and the stats don't show that, but he was just triple teamed all the time last year because they didn't have to guard for anybody else. AJ Terrell, here's my take.
I'm ready for the take.
AJ Terrell is the best lockdown, doesn't allow yards corner.
I agree with that take. It's definitely not Jalen Ramsey. You see that Super Bowl?
Yeah, but I think Jalen Ramsey is a better corner just because he does more.
Well, yes, I can agree with that.
So here's the schedule: Saints, Rams, Seahawks, Browns, Buccaneers, Falcons, Bengals, Chargers. Let's just read the teams that are good. Saints, Rams, Browns, Chargers, Steelers, Ravens, Cardinals, Bucks twice. Or sorry, I said that already. Saints twice. The Commanders. This team's not winning more than 4 games.
Okay, I haven't read the schedule, so I'm gonna retract my prediction here.
They play the Niners. They play the Niners too.
I'm gonna say like 4 wins max. Yeah, that's not good.
Here are the games they can win: Seahawks, Panthers. Bears.
Okay, Panthers. So they're gonna win 5 games.
That's it.
They're gonna win 5 games.
But who are the 5 games against?
The Panthers. What did you just say?
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks. They won like 4 games. And the Bears.
And one of the Panthers games. They'll win both of those.
Panthers are terrible. The Panthers are so terrible. I feel like I have the same opinion on the Panthers every year that they suck and no one believes them. I have bold opinions on the Saints.
Okay, go ahead.
They're also not going to be that good.
But didn't you just say a minute ago that they could win 11 games?
They could. They won't. So Jameis Winston is not good, and people believe he is. Kamara's good.
But at the same time, I got a take for that, though. But people also think Jameis Winston's bad, and he's not bad. He's just a player.
He's overrated.
He's just a player.
He exists. He plays football. Yeah. Anyway, point is, Kamara's good. Michael Thomas will not be good this year because he hasn't played in so long. And he probably will get hurt again and cry and run silent. Anyway, they don't have a tight end.
That's not true. Adam Troutman's good.
He's okay, Max. He's like, okay, Max. They got Teron Armstead. I don't really know who else they have in the offensive line. Probably nothing great.
They don't have Teron
Armstead. Oh, they don't. Oh, yeah, you're right. Who do they have?
They have Trevor Penning and Ryan Ramczyk. Cesar Ruiz, Eric McCoy.
They do have Ramczyk.
The offensive line is actually really good. line is probably the best part of the team.
I'll give them that.
Like when two-time Pro Bowler Andres Pete is the worst player in the offensive line, it's not bad.
Okay, fair enough. Defense is pretty decent. Okay, they'll be like half decent. They're not going to be terrible, but they're not. They like might make the playoffs and then lose immediately.
They do like doing that.
That's what's going to happen.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson's good. Marshawn Lattimore's good. Tyrann Mathieu's good. Marcus May's good. Paulson Adebo's good. Demario Davis is good. Pete Werner's good. Marcus Davenport's okay. David Onyemata's okay. Cameron Jordan's really good. That defense could be a top 5 defense in the league.
Yeah, it could be. I think it's possible. Okay, they're not going to be too bad.
But just like everybody else in the NFC South, they have a murderer's row of a schedule. They drew the AFC North. They play their own division twice, which includes the Bucks.
Then includes the Falcons and Panthers.
Yeah, but they also play the NFC South, or NFC NFC West. So it's a very difficult
schedule. Oh, they do, thank Lord.
They also play the Raiders. So,
oh, okay,
well, this is a tough schedule.
Okay,
shoot. But I could see them being a 10-win team. And you didn't even mention Chris Olave, super good player. I'm excited. I always like to find one person to shout out. Who do I want to shout out on this team? Smoke Monday. Shout out Smoke Monday. Auburn legend.
Is that a person? Smoke Monday is a person?
Yeah.
That's a name.
And let's talk about the team that might be the best team in the league this season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, that's
I said might be.
Stretch and a half.
Did you know they won the Super Bowl two seasons ago, Ryan?
Yes. But I also can tell you that they're not going to be the best team in the league this year.
Yes, it could be.
I can probably name three or four better teams than them.
I think we both have the same team being the best team in the league.
I would really hope so. It's quite obvious.
Three, anyway. Two, one.
Buffalo.
Okay, good.
Okay, anyway, okay, so we'll go to the Bucs. Bucs are going to be great. Brady's still Brady. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to be even better this year somehow. You got Mike Godwin's going to be out for a bit. Mike Evans is going to be great, especially without Godwin. No Gronk, so they have who do they have?
Cameron Brate. Chaos.
Cam Brate. O.J. Howard is no longer a Buck.
They have Co-Keeft. Legend. Uh-huh. Great name. Also, shout out Jareth Stearns, Bailey Zappi's teammate at Western Kentucky.
Okay. Defense is going to be good. Solid secondary. They're going to be great. There's not a whole lot to say about this team, to be honest.
Here's my biggest take. The best player on this offense is going to be Russell Gage.
That's a fact. Oh, Leonard Fournette's going to be great this year, too.
Huh?
Leonard Fournette's going to be great this year.
Yeah. Here's why I say that about Russell Gage. First off, Gage was so good with the Falcons last year. It's not even funny. But people are going to be throwing double teams at Evans and Godwin. And Russell Gage is going to be open every play. If Russell Gage was white, he would be Tom Brady's favorite target in history. Yes, he's just that type of player. He's a utility guy. It'll be awesome. The offensive line does lose that one guy. I forget his name. To the Bengals. And they also lost Ali Marpet to retirement. But they brought in Shaq Mason. And they drafted Luke Gedecky with their first pick of the draft. They also drafted Rashad White, who will receive most of the catches in the backfield. And like you said, the defense is really good. Like, the defense has no holes. There are no holes in the defense. They brought in Akeem Hicks. When did they do that?
I don't know. When did they do that?
That's a great signing.
Okay, that's solid.
They even drafted Logan Hall. They drafted Zion McCollum, who was – probably the best.
I knew they did that. I take that back. I knew they did that.
They drafted Zion McCollum, who was probably the best corner in college football last season. He played at Sam Houston State, so no one talked about him, but he was sick. But the thing I will say about the Buccaneers is they could start 0-4. They played the Cowboys in Dallas.
Nope, that's a win.
But it might not be.
Wait, are we reading the same first game? No.
I mean, that is the same first game as last year, but it was just in Tampa.
Wait, so is that Thursday night, though?
No. The first night game, the first game of the season's Bills at Rams.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah. Bills win that game by, like, 50. That's my take.
Well, I don't know about that.
Cowboys, they could lose that game. Saints, they will lose that game. Until I'm proven that they can beat the Saints in the regular season, I'm not going to say that they will. The Packers, they'll win that game, but, I mean, they could lose it. And the Chiefs, they'll win that game, but they could lose it. So I could see them starting 0-4. It's a possibility. And then they play the Steelers, Ravens, Rams, Browns, Saints again, 49ers, Bengals, Cardinals.
Ooh, the 49ers, that's a good team.
Yeah, we'll get there. But that schedule is brutal and still somehow doesn't compare to the Rams schedule, which we'll get to, where I'll have my boldest take in the whole podcast coming up.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with the Rams, really. It something to do with that division. Can we talk about my team?
Yes. You want to start with the Lions?
Yeah, I want to start with the Lions.
Okay.
Talk about the Lions, my
friend. All right. So the Lions, I actually very, very much like. I think they could win this. No, I'm kidding. I do like the Lions, though. I think Jared Goff is going to look better this year because he has a very, very good offense around him. DeAndre Swift is going to be incredible this year. You got Amon-Ra, you got Jamison Williams, you got DJ Chark, who I kind of forget exists a lot.
And he's a former Pro Bowler.
Yes, exactly. So that's why it's surprising that I forget he exists, because he like made the Pro Bowl and stuff. You got Hawkinson, who's good. You got a very good offensive line built around Sewell and Decker and whatnot. You have, and the defense is, I've seen worse. So I think the Lions will probably go right around 500. 8-9, 9-8, somewhere in there.
I really hope. And here's what I'm going to say. We're going to be bad because I think we're going to be good. Like, I think we're going to be good. Look at this. Look at this offense and tell me where there's a hole. DJ Chark, Jameis Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Quintez Cephas. That's a great receiving room. Khalif Raymond's on the team. Josh Reynolds is a wide receiver 6 on this team.
Oh, wow.
Taylor Decker, Jonah Jackson, Frank Ragnow, Panay Sewell, Halapuli Vaitai. Like, that's a really good offensive line. Jared Goff maybe is a hole, but when he's given talent around him, he's made the Super Bowl. DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams, Craig Reynolds, Godwin Obliqua, Jamar Jefferson, great running back room for the first time ever, it feels like. That offense has no holes. If this offense was put on a team that's not the Detroit Lions and people were like, if this was the Patriots, people would be like, okay, they're winning the Super Bowl. I'm not saying this team's going to win the Super Bowl, but it's a lot to do with the fact it's the Lions that people don't think they're going to be any good.
I can agree with that.
Defensively, Aiden Hutchinson, Aleem McNeil, Michael Brockers, Charles Harris, who was sick last season, Romeo Okwara, Levi Onwuzurike, Julian Okwara, Derek Barnes, Malcolm Rodriguez, Jeff Okuda's back from injury. Alex Anzalone was actually kind of okay last season.
Okay, let's be honest, Jeff Okuda's not going to do anything anyway.
He won't, but he's back from injury. Deshaun Elliott, Kirby Joseph, Ifeatu Melifonwu, Tracy Walker, one of the most underrated players in the league, Amani Oruwariye, the most underrated player in the league, Jerry Jacobs, undrafted from Purdue last season, was amazing, Mike Hughes, and Chase Lucas. This team is sick. But will probably be bad because I think they'll be good.
So Connor just wants to be disappointed, it kind of seems.
I don't want to be disappointed, but I think I will be disappointed. The only thing that I think could hold this team down, first off, is Jared Goff, for obvious reasons. Second is the secondary and the linebackers. Third is the fact that they just probably won't get pressure this season. They don't have really any great rushers. I'm sure Hutchins can develop into that.
Do you also have Trey Flowers?
No, he's gone. Praise the Lord.
Where is he at?
He's a free agent still.
Oh, so he just like had one good year and sucks now?
Yeah, he's bad. Now, looking at the schedule, tell me this team couldn't start 4-0. Eagles, Commanders, Vikings, Seahawks. Yeah. That could be 4-0. They play the Patriots, Cowboys. Those are both losses. Then they play the Dolphins. Probably a loss, but maybe a win. Then they play the Packers. Probably a loss, but maybe a win. The Bears, that could be a win. Giants could be a win. They will not be a win.
The Bears are atrocious.
Although we don't play the Bears well. Ever. Just doesn't happen. We play the Bills. We're not winning that game. It's on Thursday night, though. That's fun. Actually, it's not. We don't get any primetime games. I forgot. Jaguars, that's maybe a win. Vikings, they could sweep the Vikings because last year they nearly swept the Vikings. It came down to a game-winning field goal from the Vikings from like 56 yards out. And, yeah, the Vikings don't make those. They just made that one. The Jets.
Who does make it is Justin Tucker.
Yeah. The Jets, Panthers, Bears, Packers. This is the fourth easiest schedule in the league per the Easy Schedule Reporter guy, whatever it is. I don't know what they do, but this is the fourth easiest schedule in the league. This team can be good. Will they be good? No, because I think they will be. That is my take.
But yeah, I can agree with that take. I think we'll be all right. Okay, can I talk about the Bears?
Yeah, I'll talk about the Bears.
The Bears are so bad. Okay. I like Justin Fields. I like David Montgomery. I like Darnold. I like those players a lot, and I think they're all very good players. But they're just the Khalil line Herbert sucks. Well. The defense lost everyone you could possibly think of. I mean, Jalen Johnson's pretty good. I think that's his name.
Yep.
Yeah, he's pretty good. That's like kind of it.
And that's funny too because Jalen Johnson was bad last season. He was terrible.
Oh, well, he's pretty decent, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, he was good in his rookie year. He was good in his rookie year. Yeah, this seems really bad. They brought in Jaquan Brisker. That was a good draft pick. They brought in Kyler Gordon. That's a good draft pick. They have Khalil Herbert. The running back room is actually really good.
Khalil Herbert's good.
Darrington Evans, Khalil Herbert, David Montgomery. Too bad they just don't have an offensive line to run behind. When Cody Whitehair in the year of our Lord, I know it's the second time I said that, 2022 is your best offensive player or best offensive lineman, you're not in a good spot. And the receiving room, is it the worst ever? Like, is it that bad?
Mooney.
Name one more. Go. Besides Khalil, besides N'Keal Harry.
Damir Bird isn't a Bear anymore.
No, he's not.
Wait, no, Damir Bird wasn't a Bear. Well, yes, he was.
He was last year.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Oh God. Is there another one?
Yeah. Okay. You ready for this? 25-year-old rookie Valus Jones.
Who?
They drafted him in this third round, I think. Byron Pringle will be your wide receiver too for this team.
Oh, I forgot about Byron Pringle. Yeah.
Daz Newsome.
Okay. Equanimeous
St. Brown will be your 4-string receiver.
Equanimeous is a Bear?
Dante Pettis is on this team.
Oh, of course he is.
Tajay Sharp.
I hate Dante Pettis.
Isaiah Coulter. And David Moore.
Okay, that's awful.
It's really bad. It's really bad. Cole Kmet's good.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to spend any more time on this team. They have Robert Quinn. He's going to be really bad with not having Khalil Mack on the other side of him. Because have you ever noticed whenever Robert Quinn has these insane years, it's always because there's somebody else that's really good on the defensive line. I don't think Justin Jones, Angelo Blackman, or Travis Gibson will be that guy. I don't think.
I don't know, man. Travis Gibson's pretty good.
Let's move to the Vikings. Explain to me why the Vikings are going to be good.
They're going to be like the same old Vikings. They're going to win like 9 or 10 games and be like, you know.
Yeah, but I consider that good, though. I guess because I'm a Lions fan.
Yeah, they're going to be like average. They're going to be like half decent. Kirk, you know, Kirk's going to have his random game where he's great. And then most of the games he's going to suck, like more than anything. Dalvin Cook's going to be good if he can stay healthy, which he doesn't usually. Justin Jefferson's going to be great. Irv Smith Jr. is actually going to have a very good year. I can confirm you that because Irv Smith Jr. is good at football.
But he's also played like 2 games in his career so far.
Yeah, he kind of gets injured a lot. But anyway, not my point. So he's going to be good. Defense is, you know, not terrible. It's not great.
The defensive line is really good.
Yeah. So the defensive line's Harrison Smith's like 74 now, still going. So there's that. So they're going to be like, all right, you know, the same old Vikings. Like, I feel like every year they're the same thing.
Yeah, let's give out a shout-out, one more shout-out for the team. Shout-out Bryant Kobach. I remember he went somewhere, but I don't remember where. He's like the 18th string running back in this team. Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne, all three were studs last season, especially KJ Osborne came out of nowhere. He had like 1,000 yards last season.
Yeah, he had a very good year.
I think Amir Smith-Marset is going to be very good if he doesn't do a backflip and injure himself like he did in college. They drafted Jalen Naylor.
Oh, what's the other dude's name? What's that other receiver's name?
BC Johnson?
No, there's one more.
Dan Chinesa, Blake Prohl, Albert Wilson, Trishan Jackson, Thomas Hennigan, and Myron Mitchell.
Maybe he's not a receiver.
Those are your wide receivers to this team.
Can you read me the corners?
The corners?
Yes.
Yeah. Cam Dantzler, Andrew Booth Jr., Patrick Peterson, Caleb Evans, Chris Boyd, Harrison Hand, Ty Smith, Chandon Sullivan, Perry Nickerson, and Nate Hairston.
Okay, who is their kick returner?
The kick returner? Oh, yes, Kanae Nwangu. Yeah.
Yes, him. What does he play?
He's a returner. No, he's a running back.
Oh, he's a running back. There you go. Yes, Nwangu is who I was thinking of.
Yeah. He was a good returner last year.
He returned one in front of me in the Niners game. That was fun.
Ryan O'Neal is one of the best tackles in the league. Christian Darrisaw was good last season. But the offensive line besides that is bad still. But here's where the team peaks. Harrison Phillips, Dalvin Tomlinson, Za'Darius Smith, Danielle Hunter. That's a really good defensive line. So that's going to be impressive for next season. They drafted Luis Sean. They drafted Andrew Booth Jr. Both those guys are studs. I also like Brian Asamoah from Oklahoma. So we'll see. We'll see what happens to this team. I do not think they're a playoff team, though. They have an easy schedule, but I do not think they're a playoff team because they're the Vikings, and they'll miss 4 game winning kicks this season and go 6-11 because of it.
Yeah. Okay, Packers.
Yep. This team is weird.
So the Packers are going to win like 12 games and lose in the first round.
Will they win that many games?
I think so, because they play the rest of their division so much.
Can I tell you who their wide receiver one is?
Alan Lazard, maybe?
Yeah, it's Alan Lazard.
Yeah, that's not good.
Sammy Watkins is their wide receiver two. Randall Cobb is their wide receiver three.
So they're just going to rely on the run game. They have two very good running backs.
Yeah. Kylan Hill from Mississippi State even could be good.
Yeah. So they're going to be okay. I mean, they're not going to be good, like, actual football-wise, but I think they're going to win some games because of Rodgers and probably end up, like, kind of getting somewhat close and, you know.
Yeah, and the defense is, like, maybe the best in the league. Like, they built that good of a defense.
That's probably an overstatement. But
Hold on. Dean Lowry was really good last season. No one talked about it. Kenny Clark, everybody knows he's that good. He's really good. He's that guy, pal. Jerron Reed has been very good for a couple of years now. No one's talked about it. They drafted Devontae Wyatt. Preston Smith was really good last season. Quay Walker, you hated the pick. It's a good pick. Chris Barnes in Madden turns into a GOAT, although that's not going to happen in real life. Devontae Campbell was so good for some reason last season. Rashawn Gary was amazing last season. They drafted the Kingsley and Nugbare. Let me get the right pronunciation there. Eric Stokes was great as a rookie. Adrian Amos is great. Darnell Savage can improve, but he's still really good. Rasul Douglas is incredible for some reason. And Jay Alexander will be back from injury. There's no holes in the defense.
It's a pretty good defense.
Now, they're probably going to lose the first playoff game they play. I think they could win the division at like 10-7. Like, the division's that bad. And they're not that good.
Maybe we have an NFC East situation from a few years ago where they win it and go 7-9.
It's possible. It's really possible. 7-10,
8-9.
Yeah. Matt LaFleur, I'm not even sold with Matt LaFleur as a coach, to be honest. He's made so many questionable calls.
Yeah, not great. But, you know, that division's kind of bad.
But I do like Christian Watson they drafted in the second round. Romeo Dubs from Nevada, I like him as well. So they could have some wide receivers that step up towards the end of the season as they get more playing time. But I don't know. The offense is bad.
Yeah, it's
that's where I am. Okay, let's get the
worst. Christian Watson's very good though.
Yeah, but he also can't catch.
Oh.
So let's get the other candidate for worst team in the league out of the way.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say something about Seattle first before you say anything?
Go ahead. Yes.
DK Metcalf is going to have like an insane year because they're just gonna throw to him every play. They're just gonna throw to him every play.
But here's the question. Can they throw it to him?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Because as a Niners fan, this makes me very happy, but the quarterbacks suck.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
Hopefully Rashad, I mean, like, not from like a I want the Seahawks to do well perspective, from like from a person perspective. I hope Rashad Penny has a good year.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
If not, Kenneth Walker sounds like he's gonna be pretty good. So there's that.
Yeah, it's kind of an incredible running back room if Chris Carson comes back.
Which I don't think Chris Carson.
Yeah, he probably won't.
In general, what do you mean? He's not that good.
He kind of actually is, but even before that, they have DJ Dallas, who's really good in short yardage spots. So
Chris Carson is like Josh Jacobs. They're not actually like that good at anything. They just like run.
I can actually get on board with that. I'm just here for the Josh Jacobs slander, really.
Anyway, so the line is not great. They it's drafted actually,
yeah.
Cross.
Uh huh. Abraham Lucas. They drafted. He's really good.
So it's young. It'll take some time. It's not going to be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense is just really not good either. So it's just – it's all just not good.
Yeah. Here are some guys on the defense, though, that I do like. Al Woods, for some reason, had his best career year at 4,000 years of age last season.
They lost Kerry Hyder.
Doesn't really matter. He didn't do anything.
Hey, he's back on the Niners where he did do something. So
Jordan Brooks was amazing last year, Pro Bowl caliber. Uchenna Nwosu they brought in, don't care. Artie Burns may be the worst player in the league that starts. He's so bad, his last name makes sense for his position. He's a corner. His name is Artie Burns. Boye Mafe, though, really good. He has very raw pass rushing abilities, but he could be very good. Kobe Bryant, they drafted in like the fifth round. They drafted Tariq Woolen, by the way, who's like a 6'5 corner who ran like a 4-2, something crazy like that. He's raw, though, so he's not that good yet. But he could be because they like developing corners. They brought back Justin Coleman, who is a Lions fan. I can say he's the man. Justin Coleman is the man. Darrell Taylor, he's so good for some reason. Don't know why. Quandre Diggs, one of the best safeties in the league, and you can say what you want about Jamal Adams. He's good at what he does, but they make him do things that he's not good at. So, yeah, it's not a good team. This team, shout out Marcus Goodwin, did not know he was on this team.
Yeah, that seems not good. We're going to tonight. What do we want to do now?
I want to save the Niners. To be fair, the Rams. But
we'll go to the Cardinals next.
But the Rams are also really easy. They're going to be good. We know it.
Yeah. But so are the Niners, though.
That's true. But I have a lot to say about the Niners.
Okay.
Let's do the Cardinals.
Let's do the Cardinals, though.
We'll do the Cardinals. So Cardinals, Kyler Murray, who I pray can actually put together a full season and not second half fall off like his coach does every year, even in OU.
Can I say this?
I don't know what you're going to say, but probably.
Is this like the worst good roster in football?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so. Keep going.
Okay. So, again, hopefully Kyler puts together a full year because Kyler's a good quarterback. It's just I need to see him for like a full year do it. James Conner is overrated and will not be good this year. I'm going to tell you that right now. James Conner, I don't know why everyone thinks James Conner is all of a sudden very good. He sucked in Pittsburgh. As much as I root for him to succeed because he's actually a good story, great guy. Yeah, but he's not really going to be good again. Hopkins is suspended, so you have Marquise Brown, who I'm actually very much a fan of this year. Rondale Moore, who I'm also very much a fan of.
Yeah, I love Rondale Moore.
Zach Ertz is going to be good. That line is so-so.
Yeah, that's fair.
J.J. Watt's good. The defense is all right. So, I mean, they're like, again, as you put it, the worst good roster in the league.
Yeah, here are the things that scare me. A.J. Green playing in 2022, that scares me. No running back depth at all. That scares me. J.J. Watt is going to get injured, and they have nobody else on the defensive line.
J.J. Watt's going to get injured, and won't play long enough for him to come back miraculously at the end of the year.
Yeah. Isaiah Simmons has been so bad in his career so far. Don't know how, but he just has been. Saven Collins didn't play much last season, but I liked what I saw. They drafted your man, Cameron Thomas, who you swore was going to go in the first round in like three mock drafts. I told you he wouldn't. He went like the fourth round. Marco Wilson was actually very good last season when not throwing shoes. Buda Baker, of course, everybody knows how good he is. And Byron Murphy's on this team. I don't love it. It could be a playoff team just because Kyler Murray's good.
Yeah, maybe. But their schedule is difficult.
Yeah, that is a good point. By the way, shout out to I just saw him a minute ago. Oh, yeah, Jarrett Garitano. Probably the worst quarterback I've ever seen in the history of college football. He was terrible. Really bad. Let's get to the Rams. Because I will let you talk about the Niners last.
So Stafford's great. We know that. Cam Akers is going to have a phenomenal year. Also, we know that. Cooper Kupp's going to be good again. They lost OBJ.
Allen Robinson.
Probably. Allen Robinson there again. Van Jefferson's going to be good, as he is.
And I think they're going to bring back OBJ.
I doubt it. Wait, I had a dream he went back to Cleveland. That was a dream?
Yeah, it's a dream.
Wow, that was – I thought – I just have to remember that. I thought that was real. Tyler Higbee, not the best, but he's, like, serviceable. Line is good. Defense is fantastic. Unfortunately, Donald's back for 3 years. But, so the Rams are going to be great. Rams might do what they did last year again.
Bryson Hopkins, the third-string tight end, maybe the best third-string tight end in the league because I think he'll probably be the starter by the end of the season. He was actually kind of the reason that they won the Super Bowl. Like, Higbee was bad and injured in the postseason. And Kendall Blanton – I think got injured in the Super Bowl, so Bryson Hopkins came in and just dominated. the Super Bowl. So that's interesting. Allen Robinson's good. Van Jefferson's good. Cooper Kupp probably going to have another season like he did last year. And by the way, let me talk about the best, most underrated tackle duo in the league. Joe Noteboom and Rob Havenstein, both sick. A'shaun Robinson, love you. Detroit Lions legend. Greg Gaines, for some reason, was good last year. Aaron Donald is the best player in the league. I do not care if anybody says. He just objectively is the best player in the league. Bobby Wagner's on this team. He was really bad last season, but he could be better this year when he has more protection around them. Ernest Jones is great. Leonard Floyd is great. David Long Jr. was great last season. Jordan Fuller's on this team. Didn't even know that. Nick Scott was great last season. Jalen Ramsey was great. Troy Hill was great last season. These are just a lot of good players in this team, man. A lot of good players.
Yeah, that's going to be a good team.
But you know what the problem with the Rams is?
Is there one?
Their schedule.
that's true.
The Bills, Cardinals, Cowboys, Niners, Cardinals again, Buccaneers, Chiefs, Saints, Raiders, Packers, Broncos, Chargers.
That's not easy.
My take is that your San Francisco 49ers will win the division.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it, huh?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. This is my favorite team you called it, no. Trey Lance is going to have a great year. Trey Lance is going to be fantastic. In that system, you see Nick Mullins in that system with Shanahan? You think Trey Lance is going to be even better than that? Yes. Trey Lance is going to be great. Debo's going to be back. Running back looks pretty solid. Debo, we got Ray McCloud in there, a little wide receiver action.
Yeah, he's bad.
Debo and Ayuk's going to have a fantastic year as well. Ayuk's going to be great. Kittle's going to be Kittle. Kittle's great. Line looks pretty decent.
By Kittle's going to be Kittle, do you mean he's going to miss 8 games?
Hopefully not, but maybe. Center's looking a little thin, but other than that, the line is looking pretty good. Some young guys on there. Defense is best linebacking core in the league, and it's not close.
Possible, yeah.
I cannot name a single team that comes close to that. Defensive line looks really great. Got Kerry Hyder back, as I mentioned earlier. Nick Bosa is going to be great. Armstead had a great end of the year last year. Hopefully that continues. And then the secondary. I'm going to talk about secondary for a second because this is the interesting part of this team. Just hear me out here. Ambry Thomas was phenomenal to end the year last year, and I told you so to everybody on that one because I called that. He's great. What else? We have Tre'Davious Ward, who we just signed.
Yeah, I'm still adamantly against that move.
Tre'Davious Ward is good, and he's going to be good. I will tell you that. So there's that. What else?
Yeah, it's not a good secondary.
No, I was half paying attention. Okay, so you have that. Jimmy Ward's always good.
He's right? Also 36 years old.
But he's still good. Right? So Jimmy Ward. So it's fine. Leon O'Neal, undrafted safety.
Here we go. Texas here A&M. We go. You with the Leon O'Neal stuff.
Is going to be fantastic at football. He's going to be so good. We got Talanoa Hufanga. And if y'all don't know who that is, he's the dude that scored the touchdown against the Packers last year in the divisional game. The pick, punt return, punt block, whatever. So then we have that. We also, who else we got at corner? Jason Verrett's coming back, and Jason Verrett was phenomenal in 2020.
Yeah.
There's that. So I don't know. I think this team is probably going to be about the same as it was last year, if I had to guess.
I'm going to say something that I think is the correct take. People are like, well, the reason that they've not traded Jimmy Garoppolo yet is because they don't believe in Trey Lance. No. The reason they've not traded Jimmy Garoppolo yet is people do not want that contract. Like, that's just the point. That's the thing. Trey Lance is going to be amazing. I've been saying this before he was even a 49er. You know that.
Yes.
The defense is good. Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead. I love the linebacking core, like you said. Azeez Al-Shaair, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Samson Ebukam. This will be really good. The offensive line, it could be better. But my biggest concern is what it'll be like without Mike McDaniel on the offense of the coordinating position. But I think this team could be good, and I think they will win the division.
Mind you that Shanahan was probably more of the offense than McDaniel was.
Yeah, you're right. But I do think that Deebo will have less of an impact than he did last year.
It's kind of hard to like have the same or more, so that doesn't surprise me either.
Well, I think that is all we have for you today.
Yeah, that's about it. We just passed the hour mark.
Yeah, I thought it cut off after an hour. Did they change that?
I don't know.
Okay, we can talk a little bit more then, because I was trying to rush. Shout out, by the way, Brock Purdy plays really good in October. Just for some reason, he just does that. Yeah, they drafted Tyrion Davis Price. Not sure why.
Drake Jackson's going to be good.
I like Tariq Castro Fields.
Also going to be good. Samuel Womack, whatever that dude's name is going to be good.
Tony Womack's son. No, not really. Kyle Juszczyk, of course, best fullback in the league. Danny Gray could be good.
Maybe. I forgot about Danny Gray. Danny Gray's not bad.
It does scare me, though, that Ray-Ray McCloud is going to get actual playing time at wide receiver. It's a little scary. But thank you, everybody, for listening.
Don't be dissing Ray-Ray McCloud.
I'm going to diss Ray-Ray McCloud. He's never seen a punt return that he would not muff. He loves doing that. He will continue to do that. By the way, Emmanuel Mosley, how do you feel about him?
I forgot about Emmanuel Mosley. Emmanuel Mosley is fantastic.
Yeah, no, I was about to say that. I was going to say that, but then I was like, I don't know if he's actually good. I just thought he was.
No, Mosley is good. Mosley's solid. We got to get secondary.
I don't like Jimmy Ward.
I know you don't, but he's still good.
32 years of age, Jimmy Ward. How will he be this season? It'll be interesting. I think this team's going to win the division, in my opinion.
I really hope so. Wouldn't that be something?
So So go ahead and go through your predictions for all the playoff teams. Then when we get to the playoff predictions, we can just go from there.
Okay, so I have the Rams, Packers, Cowboys, and Bucks winning their divisions. And the wild card, I have the Niners. I have the – who else do I have? Niners, Eagles.
Cardinals or Saints, really?
Cardinals.
Okay, for me?
Nope, Saints. I take that back. Nope. Cardinals.
Vikings are also there.
Cardinals.
Not going by seeding. I'm not going by seeding because
I didn't go by seeding either.
Oh, I will go by winners of the division in the wild card. 49ers, Packers, Cowboys. That's a reluctant Cowboys. Like if the Eagles had a better quarterback, they would be my pick, but they just don't. And what's the other division I'm missing? Bucks. I think I didn't say them. Yeah, Bucks. Wild card, Saints, Rams. Man, I really want to say it. I really want to do it, but I'm not going
to. Do it.
I'm not. But I've gotten nowhere by not saying it, so I'm going to say it. The seventh seed, Detroit Lions. We're going to be biased. Because I think that roster is actually really good. Like, I think the roster is actually good. So, that is all. Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you did enjoy, come back next time for the AFC preview. And then after that, we'll give you the preview for every playoff matchup. Should be fun. And this season should be amazing because there are so many good teams, especially in the AFC. That's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, I counted it recently. I think there's 13 teams in the AFC that can make the playoffs. Like, legitimately, that have chances to.
Are we excluding – who are we excluding here?
Jets.
And Texans.
Jets, Texans, Jags.
So that was three.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're 16. I'm stupid.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Those are three teams I do not think can make the playoffs, but I think literally everyone else can in that conference. And that includes the team with maybe the worst roster in the league, the New England Patriots, because I just don't –
we're gonna get into this the next one, but I don't like the Patriots to be very good.
Yeah, but like, has a roster ever been like incredible?
No, but Mac Jones is not Tom Brady. He's not close.
Yeah, but like, we weren't saying that Tom Brady was good at this time in his career.
And but Mac Jones isn't going to be Tom Brady.
Yeah, but that's not no one was saying that about Tom Brady though. Like no one was being like,
yes.
Tom Brady is not going to be Brett Favre. Like no one was comparing him to anybody because Tom Brady didn't exist yet. Like Mac Jones might not be Tom Brady, but I don't think he's going to be Matt Castle. Although Matt Castle did go 11-5 with the Patriots 1 year, so
he's going to be a lot closer to Matt Castle than Tom Brady. That's all I'm going to say.
Which means he could be good.
That's fair. I he's not going to be that good, but okay.
Alrighty, thank you.
I'm on the Mac Jones hate train all this week.
Yeah, you always have been. And here's me signing out with my message to the Seattle Seahawks: please sign or please trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Please,
it'd be the funniest. Please do.
It'd be the funniest thing ever. Do. It'd be the funniest thing ever.